Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, transforming traditional commercial real estate into buildings of the future, utilizing cutting-edge technology to better manage buildings and serve their occupants. That's how this female-led company is propelling integrated smart building technology in Singapore. For today's Powering Your Property, we're joined by Deb Noller, and she's CEO and co-founder of Switch Automation, and she's going to share with us more about their efforts and how they've supported real estate companies to take advantage of the digital transformation boom. Deb, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. It's fabulous to be here.
Wonderful to have you with us, and interested to hear more about your story as well. And perhaps we can start off with that, because you've had quite an interesting journey. You started off in computer science. You launched a company that wrote freight management solutions to help other firms track their vessels. And now, well, then you made the switch, pardon the pun, to Switch Automation 15 years ago. What prompted that shift to building automation?
Great question. So when I left university, I was a computer programmer. My first business, as you said, was writing freight tracking solutions for large companies with distributed environments. It was all through the 90s as companies were moving, big enterprise were moving to that first sort of iteration of digital. And most of them were starting with their financial systems and their procurement and supply. So that was kind of my foray into my career and watching those big companies do that digital transformation of their accounting and financial group. And when I came across the world of buildings and watching how real estate companies manage their operations and manage the data that's associated with their buildings, everybody is sitting in their own little silo. The sustainability people are keeping their spreadsheets. The energy management team have something. The facilities group, the asset management, they all have this siloed data. And to me, it was just a lightning bolt of, this is 1990 in the same kind of companies, but just the next iteration of digitization.
And looking at Switch Automation's website, the banner reads, technology for digital low carbon building portfolios. And we've heard of smart home solutions. So tell us a little bit more. How exactly do your solutions work?
Yes, so we target companies that are managing large portfolios of buildings. And by that, I could mean large commercial real estate companies like the developers and the owners and the operators. But it could also be people like banks that just have large portfolios of buildings. They don't even own those buildings, but they all have the same issue, which is if you've got a building, you've typically got the system that keeps your heating and cooling, which could be a BMS, building management system, lighting systems, you might have metering. Post-COVID, you might have a whole heap of digital technologies that have come in that measure occupancy and people counting and density and visitor registration systems. Now, that's just in a single building. If you extrapolate that out to a portfolio, all of a sudden you have that across dozens and dozens of buildings with just mountains of different logins, data going into different places. Nobody can really harness that data. Nobody has a single source of the truth. And so that is essentially the single issue that we're solving, is to put a software layer over the top of all of these systems so that you have one login, all of your data is in one place, and then you can share that data with everybody who needs that data for their own role.
And today you've introduced a new version of Switch Automation's DX, Democratization Property Technology. So what changes have you made to the product and why?
So DX Cube stands for Digital Device Discovery. And what everybody who, if you think about buildings in the future, so if we all imagine through to 2050 when we've reached those Paris Agreement targets and all buildings are smart, connected, digital, everything, is like contactless, and you can truly imagine how a building could be, all the buildings could be autonomous. But today everybody's grappling with the fact that they've got a portfolio of buildings and they need to move them ahead on that journey. And the first step is understanding which systems or which buildings are really digital ready. And most people think that they've got systems that are digital ready. They think that they've got modern buildings with a modern building management system and a modern lighting system, and they've put in all of these IoT sensors, therefore their building, sure, of course my building's digital ready. But in actual fact, what we often find is that the protocols on those systems are proprietary, which means that they're locked up, or they're not connected to the building network, or they are not enabled for other people to connect to them. And so there's a whole heap of kind of blockers that are quite invisible to the people that are taking their companies on this journey to digitization. And so what the DX Cube does is it basically does an immediate assessment of the building network, and all the systems in a building, and gives you a score to say whether your building is digital ready or not. So a little bit like a Fitbit, you know, kind of does does a bit of an assessment. It doesn't actually make you fitter, but it does do an assessment and will tell you kind of where you're at today and whether you can move forward on your journey.
And that said, when you're using a Fitbit, you track so that you can improve. What kind of improvements do you generally see when these kind of technology and innovation is implemented into a building?
Yeah.
Let's talk about energy savings.
Really good question. Yeah. So energy savings is the obvious one because it's the easiest thing to measure, and increasingly with climate change, and Singapore is a particularly advanced market when it comes to green buildings, you know, so everybody's focused on how do we get the energy in buildings to the lowest that it can be. Energy savings are typically 30% or better, and maintenance savings can be anywhere from 15 to 25%. And that is really just the starting point, because as you see this whole workflow start to digitize, we believe the really big opportunities in cost savings is in that particular area.
It's no small change there, is it? I was looking at when Switch Automation launched. It was in 2005, and that's the same year. Is this coincidence that the BCA launched the Green Mark scheme here in Singapore? And Singapore has, as you mentioned, an ambitious goal of targeting to have at least 80% of buildings by floor area in Singapore to be green by 2030. That's less than 10 years away, and that's part of the Green Building Master Plan. On the back of that, what kind of demand have you seen for your solutions here in Singapore?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if you know the backstory, but I was actually meant to move to New York last March. That was the next part of our company journey. So we're headquartered in Denver, US, and I spent the last 2 years building out the team in Denver. And my next sort of growth opportunity and where we were going to sort of grow the company was New York last March. And obviously COVID dramatically changed that. We also took an investor on last April from Hong Kong, a company called Gore Capital. So they're a big real estate company. So with the combination of both COVID and this investment out of Hong Kong, we decided that Singapore was probably going to be the next best place for us to really think about expansion. But also underlying that, to your point, the BCA and all of the building owners and operators here have extremely positive outlooks towards making their buildings greener and reducing the impact and the footprint of those buildings. But not just that, also the Singapore government has a very a positive outlook and more than just an outlook, actually. They really believe in the momentum of creating digital jobs. And what Switch is doing is taking traditional property management, traditional facilities management, and it's moving it into a digital world. So we're actually creating what we call digital building engineers and digital facilities management. So we're digitizing that whole process.
And how has that switch to staying here in Singapore changed your expansion plans? I understand you're now expanding in Southeast Asia. Can you tell us more about demand in the region and where you're setting your sights on next?
It's really well placed to be able to service buildings in Hong Kong or in Korea or in Japan or in Vietnam or in Malaysia or in Thailand. And so we are actually seeing quite a lot of demand from those adjacent countries. We've already signed a partner in Korea. We've got quite a number of buildings in our pipeline in countries, not just Singapore, but right across Southeast Asia. So we believe that our expansion in Asia will be fairly significant here. We've already started hiring our local team. It's small so far. We've only got 4 people, but we're definitely hiring, and we'll anticipate that team being at least 3 times that by the end of the year.
Exciting times. Well, Deb Noller, thank you so much for sharing all of those insights with us and updates.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Wonderful. We've been speaking with Deb Noller, CEO and co-founder of Switch Automation, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.